The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 2 Podcast.
We welcome you back again, repeating the big story of the last hour. Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred has moved the MLB All-Star Game. We all know what a premier and featured event that is, especially in July, when there's a chance you could have full capacity in Atlanta. He has moved it from Atlanta in response to the new Georgia voting law. The commissioner said the decision is in the best way is the best way to demonstrate our values as a sport. We're getting a lot of reaction to that, to say the least. More of your phone calls at 855-242-7285. And Charles is in Georgia, and you're on the air.
Hey, Paul, how are you?
I'm well. Thank you for calling.
Good. I first-time caller. I've listened to you for several years now. Avid SEC fan, but this is absolutely, I just can't tell you how disturbing it is. First off, especially with Hank Aaron passing, Phil Niekro passing this year, Bill Bartholomew, all of these fine people, and Hall of Famers, but it is people. It's the tail wagging the dog. That's what it is. People don't investigate and realize that what they did is nothing worse. We haven't done any. There's more states in this United States that have more restrictive voting laws. I saw just last night, Delaware, where our president is from, their voting laws are more restrictive than the new Georgia law. So, you know, once again, you get a little bit out there, they run with it, and all they do is blow it out of proportion. Nobody reads the law, and everybody automatically, they can't have water, they can't this, that's not true. It's not true. They're not reading the law and understanding it. That's why.
Well, Charles, let me ask you a question. It's one thing for me, because I can assure you I have not read the law, but we're talking about Major League Baseball here. I heard the CEO of Delta Airlines, of Coca-Cola. I mean, these are people that have teams of advisors around them, and it's one thing to issue a statement. It's another thing to do what Rob Manfred did, and he did it fairly quickly.
Well,
Rob Manfred's
going to pay for this, I'll assure you, because people my age, I'm going to tell you right now, Paul, I'm an avid baseball fan. I'll tell you this. Joe Torre was married in my parents' house in Atlanta to his second wife, okay? So, and I have ties to Major League Baseball. A lot of them have passed away now because of age-wise and everything else, but I can tell you right now, they're making a grave mistake, and these activists, I guarantee you, are not paying Delta's way.
I certainly respect what you know, but I do remember very vividly in '94, when baseball went on strike. I don't know anyone who said they'd ever go to a baseball game again, including. You've gone. I'm not trying to say you're wrong. This is a little different. This is a different type of an issue.
Now, Paul, though, the difference now is that they're getting so carried away with this cancel culture and this wokeism and everything. And I hate to be talking basically, it's technically politics right now.
Well, that's
on a sports
there's no getting
show.
Around
it's
it.
A crying shame. It's a crying shame that that has to come to that. But it's gotten so much into the sports and everything, and it's all based on popularity. You said a little while ago about Hollywood. Well, you know what? I guarantee you, if you tested most of the people in Hollywood, they couldn't tell you basic American history. So it's, you know, it's just very frustrating that nobody, they just jump to these conclusions and everything. It's just like the press now. They'll make statements and everything, where they don't investigate to see if it's true or not, then they come back. Washington Post just had to do it. There was another one I saw yesterday. It's the same thing. They make these, you know, outlandish statements, and then they retract months later after all the damage is done, and you're not going to be able to honor Hank Aaron and Eddie Matthews and Bill Bartholomew and these fine men in their own, and you know, the Atlanta Braves – So they're going to take it. Who knows? God knows where they're going. But this is absolutely, you know, once again, we've just caved to this small parties of anti-whatever. If you don't agree with them, they're going to, you know, basically push you out the door or try to maim you and everything else. And that's the thing. And you say that it's not who follows through the door next. Well, yeah, it's who follows through the door next. But until we as a people start standing up to all this stuff, it's not going to, you know, and I say I'm not going to say I'm not going to go to another baseball game, but I'd be John Brown. They're going to have to really get me back.
Well, listen, Charles, we have to run. So. But I, you know, first of all, it doesn't matter whether you say you're never going to go to another baseball game. Baseball, you know, the support of baseball from a revenue standpoint does depend on fans, but it mainly depends on television and sponsorships. Hey, thanks for the call. Let's check in with Gordon, who is in Nashville, and you're on the air. Hello, Gordon.
Hey, Paul. Long time, first time. I'll just mention, I'm an old white guy, and in the big picture of things, this period we're going through is going to be viewed as a bunch of old white guys trying to protect their own voting turf. Since so many other people have opined on that, I'll just observe that it is interesting to see that even though they probably not in their economic best interest, that Major League Baseball is taking a pretty bold stand. On a related point, quick question. Can Alabama keep Nate Oates? He's got to be the hottest coaching commodity that nobody had ever heard of 3 years ago, and that Alabama team this year was fabulous.
Thank you, Gordon. Yeah, I think they can. Based on what I'm hearing from there, first of all, he has a $12.5 million buyout, which is a lot of money in the parlance of college basketball, and I don't think he really wants to go anywhere right now. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Let's check in with Craig, who is in Arkansas. Hey, Craig.
Hey, Paul. How you doing?
Craig, I am well. Thank you.
Hey, today ain't got to worry. I've been a Cardinal fan all my life, since I was born in Arkansas and raised there. But I'll never watch another professional baseball game in my life. And I'm just that redneck to make it happen.
Well, I don't know how to answer that, but, you know, this is not from me to you. This is, but I don't think the commissioner of Major League Baseball really cares.
He really doesn't. But I tell him one thing, his revenue's going to go down.
They may, but
ain't no question. They're gonna be wondering where the money went.
Well, they've got a lot of pretty good TV contracts right now that will probably help them get through the interim. Craig is up next. Hello, Craig.
Greg. Yeah, I'm Greg from Noonan, Georgia.
Yeah, Greg, go right ahead.
I'd just like to make a comment about pulling the SEC. Baseball pulling the championship or the All-Star game out of Atlanta. Well, one thing, you know, you talked about Coca-Cola a while ago, and all we did was verify that, you know, the politicians in Georgia verified and made it a permanent thing and clean up everything that happened this past voting season. Well, the CEOs, when they have a voting about the CEOs and stuff and things about Coca-Cola, they require a vote. I mean, you got to have an ID card. Everybody can't walk off the street and vote with Coca-Cola. And all we're saying, we want a voter ID card. And for people, Democratic white people, to tell black people they can't get an ID card. I work at the AO House, which is a Christian-based hand out food to people. To get food, they have to have an ID card to show who they are. And that's all we're saying. Make it the voting where it's good for everybody. And there's no chance of cheating. And that's all we're doing. That's all the politics.
Greg, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Cat Daddy is up next.
Well, I can tell you one thing, Mr. Feinbaum. Sports was a lot more fun before they got politics mixed up with it. and politicians in Washington. They're ruining this country, and I think that's what's got a lot of people upset. You go to ball games and get away from all them crooked congressmen up there, and that joy in life, that's not having to get all this involved in it. Don't you agree it was a lot more fun before politics got involved?
Oh, no, listen, I don't like what's happening in anything right now, but the cancel culture is a fierce and dangerous group, and they are everywhere.
Well, Cat Daddy will never ask you to be left white. Well, see, I thought that was the craziest thing when I heard of myself telling people, be left white. That's like saying be left dumb. I just this world crazy. I'm telling you, it's going crazy.
That is correct. Good to have you on. How about Stetson is up next in Florida. Hello, Stetson.
Hey, Paul. Just wanted to chime in on what Charles was talking about a little earlier. I think to make it just a real simple kind of statement is when we got corporations trying to get into political things that dictate sports, that's wrong. We're going in the wrong direction there. What's going to happen when something that the Republicans want or something that the Democrats want, and we're going to dictate what's going to happen in our sports because of it? This is going in the wrong direction.
Yeah, but one thing about this, Stetson, this is not the first time. This happened 3 years ago. With the NBA, it's happened in other situations, maybe more privately than publicly.
You're correct.
And I will tell you, it's not going to get any better.
I'm sure it's not.
I can assure you of that.
I would like more people to speak up and say that politics and sports are not good bedfellows.
Well, they're not. And... yeah, I'm more concerned about the domino effect here than MLB. Hey, thank you for the call. We have to take a short time out. We have a guest coming up. We will come back to this subject a little bit later on. The NIL is in the news, and we will talk about that with Jim Cavell right after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
You're not worth a flip.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-hour energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Hey, welcome back. Jim Cavell returns to our program. We had a fantastic conversation with him not that long ago. He is one of the most unique people that we talk to because he's developed an app that helps to measure athletic engagement. With all this talk about the NIL, as well as what's happening all weekend long, beginning tonight with the women and men's Final Four. Jim, great to see you again. Thanks for being here, and it's been too long. How are you?
I'm doing great, Paul, and a lot of exciting stuff going on this weekend with the Final Four, so super excited. March Madness is back, and so many great stories in both the men's and women's Final Fours.
Before we even get to that, I know we talked about this the last time you were here, but perhaps audiences change. How did you get into this particular business? Because you're particularly accomplished in many things, but in terms of influencing, which is a big word these days, how did it begin for you?
Well, listen, I'm a former college student athlete, and I always think through the athlete's lens. And I knew in the mid-2000s that social media was putting the voice into the athlete's hands in a way that had never been done before. And I wanted to help athletes really be able to tell their story more powerfully, to grow their following, but also amplify their voice as their following experiences it on Instagram, on Twitter, on Facebook. And so we launched Influencer in 2017 to be an app athletes could use to get all the content shot of them in moments like this weekend, the Final Four. You have media folks covering every game, practice, travel, and all those photos, all those videos run through our servers to every athlete as it happens so they can share that content to social media. And then we help them measure their value on social media through the followers they have, through the engagement from their audience, which is, of course, going to be very important for what lies ahead with name, image, and likeness.
And we will get to that in a second, but with both the men and women taking center stage, what have you seen, what have you learned throughout March?
Well, this is our fourth March Madness. I should say, I'm sorry, our third March Madness as a company, because last year didn't happen. And every year we've had a few more clients. This year we had 49 out of the 68 men's teams. We had more than 50 of the 64 women's teams on our platform using Influencer to get content to athletes. So you get to see thousands of student athletes using social through our app. And it's a lot of insight. I mean, collectively, the men student athletes grew their following more than 455,000 during the rounds from the play-in round, the first four, to the Sweet 16. And so just think about that collectively for all those student athletes to gain 455,000 followers. On the women's side, same thing. Like, we saw some amazing stories. Arizona women's basketball making a huge run, shared 831 pieces of content collectively as student athletes on social media, growing them by six figures in audience size. And so what does all this mean? Well, during the season, it means a lot to have attention on them. There's a chance to grow their following, grow their brand. But during the Final Four and the run to the Final Four, there's even a bigger spotlight on student athletes. We saw that with the Not NCAA Property campaign, right? Student athletes have a voice. They have people following them. And this is a time of year where you can capture followers on social that you can really be able to speak to for the rest of your life after you're done playing. And it's a really big opportunity for student athletes.
Jim, let's turn the page to where we think we're all going here, when not exactly sure, and that's the NIL. When we get there, help us better understand what it is going to mean for the athletes that you just referred to.
Well, listen, I think, you know, for us, we have more than 100,000 student athletes from more than 1,000 teams that are on our platform using our technology. And as we analyze those 100,000 plus student athletes, there's really three segments. There's the performers. Those are your Trevor Lawrences. Those are the ones who are so good on the field or court that they're in that top 1 or 2%, and they're going to attract a lot of NIL opportunities regardless. Then you have your producers. Those are the athletes that are good on the court or field, but they really understand social media and understand their brand and how to create content to connect with audiences. And they're about 15% of our network. And then the other 83% is just the average player. And we call those players because they still have a chance to make money. Maybe it's just a promo for a local pizza place, but NIL opens that up through their social media, through offline appearances. And so what's on the table is an opportunity for the masses to be able to find a way to use the attention they have because they're an athlete to create new opportunities outside of sports, something that athletes should and need to think about more, because sports are not forever. Even Tom Brady's going to hang them up, right? And so teaching young people while they're still in college how to think of themselves like a business, how to think of their career after sports is important. And we've created the technology for them to do a lot of that without an agent, because the majority of their deals are not going to be big enough that if an agent is allowed in NIL, an agent would even be attracted to work with most of those athletes. So we're using an app to show athletes how to share content and grow their followers. We're using an app to show athletes how those followers equate to value. We're using an app to bring opportunities athletes can sign up for to make money, and also using an app to make sure everything is compliant for their compliance department to see and to make sure this all works with the regulations. And so we're really excited about empowering all of our athletes for this next phase using technology.
Jim, before you go, a little bit off topic, we have a lot of young college students that watch and listen to us, and we all know that they are very active on social media. I'll leave the elderly people aside here, although we're all listening to your answer. But are there some basic do's and don'ts that you would offer to everyone out there, especially the young folks who do pay so much attention to social media these days?
I do, Paul. You know, I get a chance to speak to a lot of athletes in person, have since the beginning. And if James Franklin asked me to come to Penn State to talk to his team, or any coach asked me to come talk to his or her team, I want to remind those student athletes that this is not an overnight success thing. It's the same as their craft as an athlete. Like, if they want to be a great athlete, they have to work hard. They can't just get a 500-pound back squat and a 600-pound deadlift. They've got to work at it. They can't just get on the field. They got to earn the opportunity to get on the field and play. Then they got to make plays in the big moments, right? Same thing applies to social media. If you're a student athlete, there's a lot of people who right now, because you're still playing, will take a phone call from you, will take a direct message from your social media account. They're commenting on your post. You could comment back. They're tagging you in a share. You could reshare that and comment back. And it goes offline too. There's rooms your coaches are putting you in with influential alums to introduce you to them. And you have the opportunity to go up to those folks that are influential, shake their hand, look them in the eye, or digitally do that on social media, engage with them. And after you play, they're less likely to comment on your stuff. They're less likely to want to meet you or take your call. So use the moment while you have it. Use the short window to engage online on social and engage offline in any opportunity that this stage is bringing you so that you can let it echo for whatever lies ahead after sports. And that's the spirit of why I started Influencer. This is my fourth company, but I always tell people this is a passion play. I want to help young people set the stage for the rest of their lives. And I want to do it with our technology and our product in a way that's never been done before.
Incredible conversation, as always. One of our favorite people. Jim, thank you for being here. And I cannot wait to continue this dialogue because it's right there in front of us. So be well and have a great Easter weekend.
Same to you, Paul. We miss you here in Birmingham, man. I'm trying to hold it down for you since you've been gone. So we'll see you again back here soon.
Keep the light on, please. Hey, I'll see you soon, Jim. Thank you very much, Jim Paul, joining us. And what a cool guy. I always enjoy seeing him. We will be back with more of your phone calls right after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
You're not worth a flip.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free, no insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/paul. That's hims.com/paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
We are back here Friday afternoon on Good Friday, and Brandon is up next. Hello, Brandon.
Hey, Paul. How you doing?
I am well, Brandon. Thank you. Good afternoon.
I'm a flatbed truck driver from Alabama, and I was calling today about these voter laws in Georgia. Everybody seems to be pitching a fit about.
Right.
What people need to understand is the reason why these laws were changed is in the middle of the night when the voter count was supposed to have been shut down, you got people on video pulling suitcases of ballots out from under the table. And only most of the vote counters were sent home, and only a handful stayed over. You got dead people voting. You got votes being pushed through in the middle of the night. And I am proud of Georgia for changing their laws. I wish they would keep politics out of sports, Paul. I really do, because they're ruining it. You with me, Paul?
Yeah, it's here's the problem, though, Brandon. It's difficult to keep it out when there are so many pressure groups applying their influence on everything. And listen, I don't need to tell you, we live in a very dangerous, politically correct world. And if you're Major League Baseball and all of a sudden you start getting hit from every end, you just go ahead and move and fade the heat, as opposed to turning it into a bigger controversy than it already is.
It's sad, Paul. It really is. As far as Delta, Coca-Cola, Major League Baseball, they're being biased, in my opinion. And I wish they would stop being biased and let the American people voices be heard. And I have one more question for you, Paul, and I'll hang up and listen to your answer.
Right.
You ready?
I sure am.
How do you feel about the transgenders competing in female sports? I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah, appreciate the question. Let me. I really can't tell you that I have a policy paper on that issue. Noel is up next. Hello, Noel. Go right ahead.
Hi, Paul. Good afternoon. Happy Good Friday to you, sir.
Thank you very much. Same to you.
I just wanted to say it's very sad that even this Good Friday, losing the All-Star game, because you can imagine the years of planning, the money, the hundreds of thousands of man hours that went into that. Just one quick decision and it all went up in smoke. So I got a feeling there's some irritated people that put all that work in. But what I will say, we've talked about all the politics of it and all this, but if I was a black person in America right now, I would be outraged to the max. Do they really think black people are this dumb that they cannot show an ID in a voting poll, stand in line 6 feet apart like everybody has done forever and ever? I mean, as a black person, I would be insulted. And I bet you Cat Daddy in South Carolina would back me up on that. Next time you talk to him, you ask him that question. I'll guarantee you he'll have an answer for you.
He's already called. He's on your side. Tim is up next in South Carolina. Hello, Tim.
Hey, Mr. Feinbaum. Big day in baseball, eh? You know, it's like Major League Baseball don't understand their demographics. But, you know, leaving all that aside, we know the vocal minority holds sway over big corporations. It's like everybody else has said, it's, you know, sad to see it in baseball. But, you know, I'm old enough to remember the guys holding up their fists at the 68th Olympics. So politics has been in sports. It just hasn't been so one-sided. And, you know, I've been watching baseball. The other day I figured out I've watched over 7,000 baseball games in my lifetime. And I'm not going to quit watching because, like you said, TV revenue is going to keep MLB going, you know, until the cows come home. So they don't care about the consumer. And it just gets so frustrating. And then you think about who does this decision hurt the most? It hurts a small black businessman in Atlanta, Georgia, the people who are going to make money from that. But those millionaires don't care about anybody but themselves. And that's my rant for today. Hope you have a good weekend.
Thank you, Tim. No, I think you made a really good point there in terms of people that are going to get hurt, because, yeah, this will go somewhere, and it won't be hard to figure out where it's going to go. And a lot of the industry in Georgia has surrounded around that. And, you know, Coca-Cola is not going to be affected. Delta is not going to be affected. But people that that hope to profit from that game will be affected. But that always happens. And I'm sure if this law changes, The game will come back. That happened in North Carolina with the bathroom bill. The NBA All-Star game, I believe it went to Atlanta that year. I'm not sure. And then it came back 2 years later because they reversed the bill. And those who want to keep politics out of sports, forget it. It's not happening anymore. We are long past that conversation. I know a lot of corporations have tried to separate it, but good luck. Rick is up next in Mobile, Alabama. Hello, Rick.
What's up, Paul? Look, this has nothing to do with Democrats, has nothing to do with Republicans, has nothing to do with gay people. Just the devil children and the billionaires taking our country down and our Constitution. And Nick Saban and Coca-Cola and the rest of them done bowed the knee and sold our country out because of money. This is all about the love of money, and this is the root to all evil, just like the Bible says it is. This is Revelation 20 coming unfolding before your eyes. They want you to take the chip, take the mark, take the shot, or die, like I told you back a year ago. This is what's going on. It ain't about – people are deceived about left or right, Democrat, Republican. They're all evil Freemasons. They're taking our country down. The dollar is dead, and they're just moving things around in a position to finally take it over. The vaccine is going to start killing people in 3 to 6 months. It's already killing them, but it's going to wipe people out, and it's going to be a zombie apocalypse here, not long. So you ain't got to worry about sports. But the sports world, just like the gay agenda, they sold out to Satan and his children because they are taking over. And they're making their statement that they're taking over. If you want to be with them, you can make money if you take the mark, Satan 666 mark, which is the chip, which is already ready to be put in your arm, by the way. And this is all biblical. It's all coming right out of the Bible. So get ready to meet the Lord Jesus. He's going to destroy the wicked soon. And Nick Saban can win 30 more championships, and I'd never watch a game. He has absolutely sold his country out and sold his soul out to the
devil. Hey, Rick, how did Nick Saban sell out?
So has Coca-Cola.
No,
so has all the other millionaires.
How did Nick Saban sell this country out to the devil?
By bowing the knee to Black Lives Matter.
Oh.
He sold all the soldiers that died for his country, that died for his freedom. He just bowed the knee and sold it out. That's what he did. And every military man knows I'm telling the truth. You call and ask them. They know what's going on, Paul. We're being sold out by the Chi-Coms and the billionaires and the 1%, and they're taking us down. And I'm telling you, this ain't no crackpot for Mobile calling y'all. It's a born-again Christian. I run with the devil. I know how it works. I know how this world works. I'm telling you, get ready to meet the Lord. If you don't know him, you better repent because you're fixing to meet. Have a good day.
Thank you, Rick. Have a good weekend. Good Easter. And we are coming right back with much more.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
You're not worth a flip.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We welcome you back on what has turned into an utterly bizarre Friday afternoon here on Easter weekend. Let's check out Harold up next. Hello, Harold.
Hello, Paul. How are you?
I am well. Thank you.
Well, just one comment. I hang up and listen to the answer. I've called all my friends and family, and we have decided, and they're going to call their friends. We're not going to buy Coca-Cola products. We're not going to go to Home Depot anymore. Anybody that puts pressure on Major League Baseball, we're not going to support them financially. And we refuse to watch any ball games on TV. So the answer to all the problems is the people don't agree with that. Don't support them. Major League Baseball in the pocket.
That's all you can do. Thanks, Harold. Have a good Easter. Scott is calling next. Hello, Scott.
How you doing, Paul? Hello?
Yeah, I'm just trying to, it took me a while to answer your question. I'm doing okay. Thank you for asking.
I was just kind of wanting to respond to that previous preacher that called you.
Yes.
Talking about the mark of the devil and whatnot. I was just talking to someone the other day because I'd gone and had my first shot, COVID shot.
Yeah.
And I was talking to a friend after, and I said, I wonder how long it's going to take a TV preacher or someone to equate this COVID shot to the mark of the devil. And I believe that your caller before last did that very thing. Or something pretty similar.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. None of this is really new, Scott, but...
I think I'm pretty sure I come across as a non-believer, but believe me, I'm not. But I just, religious fanatics just worry me.
Well, fanatics of any kind worry me, but I'm always interested in people's perspective and listen, people think we care about football. Religion is a much higher plane than college football.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, you can't play with God. That's what bothers me so much about it. And I've known people that call themselves Christians that act anything like something but a Christian.
Well,
with that.
Scott, thanks for the call. We thought as a group behind the scenes on the show, we wanted to do something respectful of Good Friday. I'm not sure this is what we had in mind. Beverly is up next. Hello, Beverly. Go right ahead.
Hello. I'm from Alabama. I'm 70 years old. I watch your show every day.
Thank you.
Big Alabama fan.
Thank you very much.
Watch NBA. I love sports. I live for sports. But my heart is broken because every time I turn on sports, there's all this, you know, stuff, political stuff. And my biggest question to MLB and NBA and everybody else is, y'all need to work in your own backyard because China is evil. And they're paying their salaries. We all know that. China, they make a lot of money from China. So they're never going to go against China. No, they'll go against Georgia, and they haven't even read the bill. So it just bothers me that people are ignorant about a lot that's going on, and I just wish sports could just be left to sports.
That would be nice. Mike is up next, improbable but nice. Mike is up next in Georgia. Hey, Mike.
Hi, Paul. Hi, first-time caller.
Thank you.
I just a comment here about you said about fanatics of any kind. I think you wanted to make an exception for sports fanatics because that's what makes your show.
I was trying to come up with an exception, but I knew I would be overwhelmed.
Well, I'm glad I was able to help with at least one. I think an important one. But in any case, politics is pervasive. I think that's something that we're going to always have to live with. But you know, in this particular case, I got to tell you, I think the country is starting to get a conscience. You know, on certain things about thinking about people and how they are. And when you talk about these voting laws, they don't make it easier for people to vote. They make it harder. And not only that, when people are out in voting lines, and some districts we all know wait hours to vote, and others, they wait minutes. And in those that wait in hours, this law says you can't take them a drink of water or take somebody a sandwich or a bag of chips while they're waiting for 7 or 8 hours in line. So, I mean, there are parts of this that go well beyond trying to have fair voting. The Georgia election was challenged three different times in courts, and there was nothing found that there was any issue. This is an issue now of, I think, that baseball is taking, and as you brought up, NBA and others, I think this is more becoming more of conscience of doing the right thing and treating people the right way, whether it's transgender, whether it's voting, whether whatever it might be. And to your point, this is only going to get bigger. But you know, and someone had said something about that baseball's challenging the legislature's ability to do what they do for their constituents, and really that's not the case. You know, the issue here is, certainly the Georgia legislature was fully within their rights to do what they did. But, you know, with cause, there's effect. And that doesn't mean people cannot react in some way the way all your callers are reacting, that baseball reacts to what's happening. By the way, I think when they move the game, they ought to go to Milwaukee. That's where Aaron started, and Lou Burdette, and Eddie Matthews, and Joe Torre, and all those great Atlanta names and brave names, I should say, started out in Milwaukee. So anyway, those are my comments.
Thank you, Mike.
I'd love to hear.
Yeah, no, appreciate you adding that. And that's what this is. It's a talk show. I appreciate everyone. I know this is a crazy afternoon, and it's not exactly what we had in mind on a peaceful, religious Friday, but this is what we have. Major League Baseball made the call today. We are coming back. We'll get into the women's Final Four, which is tonight, right after this.
Thank you for listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast. The Paul Feinbaum Show airs weekdays on the SEC Network, beginning at 3 Eastern.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.